Good evening, everyone. Being April the 1st, this is the first day of the April Boom Challenge, or as I am calling it, the April Boo Challenge. Because I heard someone say, they either said it in an email or something, that actually they're not called booms, they're called boos still. And if you notice, when you get an email of a notification of someone making a comment on one of your posts, it doesn't say so-and-so has made a comment on your boom. It actually still says boo. So I'm going to call it the audio boo challenge. So ABC anyway. I probably won't need to say it again. And I am going to continue from marching on. So I'm trying to get motivated to get back out into the world. Why is my fridge making that awful vibrating sound? Freezer. So I'm going to try and get out more, but I'm not going to go out today because it's cold and it's the evening. I was going to walk down. We're having a bit of a problem because my card's been blocked, as I've explained on here before, because someone got hold of the details, and we're not sure how that happened because I've only had it for a month and I haven't used it much. I've certainly not used it outside the home, so it's obviously, I don't like the sound of that. It's obviously online. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. It means we've got a bit of a problem with grocery shopping at the moment because, yes, Obi could open, I've only got one card, and of course Obi could open a Tesco account and we could do our shopping. But it's going to take forever to go through and choose everything because, of course, in Tesco's I use favourites most of the time. And the other websites I've used, which is Sainsbury's and Asda. I have used Ocado, but not for many years, so I'd have to open a new account with them as well because I had a different address and everything. And I don't even think it was in my name. I think it was in my ex-husband's name. So that's out of the question. Now, what we could have done is for him to have gone to Iceland with a list, picked up everything, and then got a delivery in the afternoon. But to do that, you have to get in there early. And because he's on the early shifts, he can't do that either. So on the proviso that my card will come tomorrow, hopefully, because it said 2 working days, and it should be tomorrow, then we're just having a takeaway. I've got enough probably for sausage and mash tomorrow. I'll put that plate bowl upside down in the dishwasher. It didn't come clean. Don't know how that happened. Maybe it tipped upside down. But it wasn't full of water. So he's gone down. He's actually gone to Morley's, but I hate Morley's. So I don't know what he's having, but I'm having cod and chips. Connor doesn't want anything because he's got stuff left over from yesterday. Yesterday we didn't have a takeaway, Connor did, but we had authentic African jollof rice and moi moi. It was really nice. So we're kind of a bit stuck at the moment, and I'm hoping that my card is going to come through soon. I've got £10 cash in my bag. So I think tomorrow for ABC, I might walk down to my local shop. Other people have been doing that, so I think I might do, just to buy a bottle of squash. I hate being without a drink of fruit, a fruit drink or some fruit. And of course, I've got no fruit and no fruit drink. So I've been eating raw pepper. Raw pepper is the order of the day. Have a little bit of it now. It's already been washed. Goodness me, it doesn't look like there's much left. No, there is. When I get a craving for raw fruit, pepper will do. and our yellow pepper. And very nice it is too. Excuse me. Munching away. Good. My washing's dry. Last night I put it on, and I think I must have put it on the wrong setting because it washed it instead. Well, that's not a lot of good, is it? I love raw pepper. As in capsicums, not ground pepper or whatever. Right. So, put the cutlery away. I'm just... So in this book, I'm really setting out what I intend to do, which is what I intended to do in Marching On, and that's carry on getting out, but I didn't get out much. So, I'm continuing with my hopes that I will in April. And also that the weather might improve. It's not as windy as it was yesterday. It was terrible. Yesterday and the night before... really bad. It's not bad now. And we had a bit of sun today, but it doesn't stay out for long. It's warm, but the wind takes the chill off the air. Even though it's not as windy, it's been a little bit windy. I mean, the wind puts a chill in the air. I said the opposite to what I was thinking. Right. So, we will see what the weekend brings weather-wise. As it's Easter, it's probably going to be horrible. But we will see. We don't want to write it off before it happens. I'm just loading up the cutlery rack at the moment. Oops, didn't go in properly. Carrying on, putting things away now. There seem to be a lot of dog bowls in this wash. Rather a lot of dog bowls. Something just dripped on me then. Well, the freezer's not making that noise anymore. That's a relief, because I don't know what that's all about. I was going to go to the doctors about my finger day, but I actually slept. I know that's something to get excited about, because I actually slept last night for a long time. Well, I went to bed about 1 and I fell asleep. I woke up and it was 1:30. Mind you, yesterday, the night before, I didn't sleep at all, and then I slept for about 30 minutes in 2 sessions in the day, in the morning, and then in the afternoon I dozed off sitting up in the chair for 30 minutes or so. So I must have been really tired. Okay, that's my washing machine. I'll turn it off at the wall now. Okay. And I slept from about 1 till 1:30 at night, and I thought, oh, I looked at the time, it was 1:32, and I thought, oh no, please. And then I'd fallen asleep listening to someone's audio boost. So I put it back on and I listened to the end of it this time. And then another one came on and I didn't want to listen to that anyway. I think it was one for the channel. The channel to follow. So I turned that off. And then the next thing I knew, I woke up and I looked at the time and it was 7:20. And everyone, well, Ronan's at his auntie's anyway, but Obi leaves at 5, so he'd long gone. And Connor leaves about 7. And I checked just to make sure he got up, and he was long gone. And I didn't even hear either of them go or get up. And I didn't even hear Obi's alarm that went off at 4 o'clock. Didn't hear a thing. Not a thing. I can't believe it. I must have been in a really deep sleep. Anyway, I went back to sleep again and I woke up at 11 o'clock. So I've more than made up for time, which is good. That's only, can only be a good thing. So I'm not optimistic that it's going to carry through till tonight, because it's not a case of my routine, as some people have tried to tell me it is, but it's not. It actually started when I started on dialysis, and I think it's something to do with that. I didn't have a sleep problem till then. I mean, sometimes I'd be up late at night and things like that, but that was routine. But this isn't, because it doesn't seem to matter what I do. When my body's ready to revert to sleeping at the proper time, it will. And it also probably won't last. So that's not so good. But anyway, I'm pleased that I had a decent night's sleep. It really does make you feel so much better. I can't put a price on a good night's sleep, really. It makes the day so much easier. And it's actually quite lonely. It's actually pretty lonely being awake in the night like that. So, I hope that I might sleep like that again tonight. I'm not going to be surprised if I don't, so I'm kind of prepared for not the fact that I probably won't. I'm not being pessimistic, just realistic. Okay, now let's put these dog bowls in the dishwasher. Now, I hope you should be home soon. Okay, that's that done. Good. I'm going to get some plates ready for us. See if the cats are in, because I want to close the door, because it still gets quite cold in the evenings and you get a draft coming from under their door. Are you all in? Hello, Shinky. Oh, Shinky's gone into the house. That's okay. Oh, no, she hasn't. Chantel? Like a boo boo's here. Are you here, Shop? Get up there so that Chantel can come on the table. Oh, get up there. Chantel? Bolted there. How do you think you feel about that? Well, it's cold in here, so I'm going to have to leave the heating on for a while to heat it up a bit. Now I'm going to put some dry food in their dish. Come here. Oh, Chantel. came in. Candice is in. Now, where's Pinky? Pinky? Come on, here we go. And they're all lit now. That's good. So I need to let them warm up a bit before I turn the heating off because it's so cold in there. I'm going to feed you two now, okay? All right. Let's feed you two. Idiots. Right. The dishwasher from this morning. So I want to excuse the clanging and banging. I want to try and get out more in April, which also means getting more exercise. So I'd like to try and do both. I don't enjoy home exercising, although we're getting a bit low on dog food. Oh dear. I'm getting a bit low on everything. That's my tin dog food I'm talking about now. I get down. Tooth jumping up at me. Yes, I'm going to get fed. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Fork on the floor. Well done. It bounced. Right. The dish is the right way around now. Some rubbish to put out, but I'm not doing that on audio boom. It's bin day tomorrow. I hope he's taking a long time walking home, but he might have had to wait while they cook the cod, and then he's had to go in mornings. He's probably gone in mornings for his own stuff. Okay. Lally has about 2/3 of a tin of food, and now has the other third in with his dried food, of course. Lammy, there you go, there's yours. I've got to put Niall's tablet in, so I always give Lammy his first, because I just get afraid that one day I might put the tablet in the wrong food, so I always make sure I've done that first. Put it in his and then put the tablet in afterwards. So the reason he has to wait a little bit longer is that it's just for safety reasons. It's not due to favouritism or anything like that. Okay, tablet. Okay, where's the... There it is. I need to get him some more soon. Oops, Daisy. There. Count them tomorrow and see how many we've got left. Maybe a week's worth. But if I go to the doctor's next week, Niall, come. I can pick some up then. Come on, you big div. Enjoying that. heavens. To eat his, although it's a much smaller bowl. Now.
Oh,
I haven't honestly gone on for 22 minutes about nothing, surely. Well, start as you mean to go on, I suppose. I think I'm going to pause this and I'll come back in a minute.
Pause recording.
Right, let's go and take these dogs out and see what the weather's like. Let's go. It's windy, not as bad as it has been though, and it's pretty chilly. Considering we are into April now, and it's apparently supposed to be spring. Busy, busy. It doesn't smell like spring yet in the garden. Uh-oh, and it's raining. It's in, just slightly starting to rain. The wind's nothing like it was. It's just a little tiny breeze. It's definitely starting to rain. It's only spitting at the moment, but... You finished? Come on then, sit. Good boy, wait. Off you go. Oh, just get in though, because it's cold. Not nice. Good boy, sit. Ow, not on my foot, thank you. Go on, here you go, quick. Oh, it's nice and warm when you come back in. Oh, it's lovely, it's lovely. Toof, toof. He's not finished yet. Sorry, I didn't mean to bang the phone on the window. Obi's still not back. He's probably, I forgot, he's got a friend that's the security guard in the co-op, which is in the same parade of shops. He's probably stopped off to talk to him. These men, they're worse than women, I tell you, when they get gossiping. They might not gossip about the same kind of things, but they can still talk for England, I was going to say, but they're both Nigerian, so that's a bit like double Dutch. But Anobi's always saying, "These, well, you know what white people are like? They like to talk." Yes, well, you can do your fair share, love. He means at work, you know, like when people come up. If they've got like 20 minutes to wait for their train, they just stand there talking the whole time. Uh-oh, that seems like a bit of an argument in the cat's room. Oh, my hands are so cold. I'm just putting them on the radiator because I haven't turned it off yet. It's almost, I can't really hold them on there because it's too hot for that. That's why the heating, you know, when we put the heating on, it gets the house hot so quickly we can't leave it on for long. And they're these kind of radiators that have got the air vent at the top. They don't actually, well, they must blow out the air, but they're not like a fan, but the air must come out the top, the warm air. Toof Toof hasn't come to the door yet. But he will in a minute. I've got a few plans which I will try and audio boo if they come out about. Oh, here he is. That tooth, that is not Obi. And one is to go down to the Nugent Centre on Saturday and get Easter eggs for the kids. Come on. Oh, kids, I say kids. 22 and 17, but they still expect Easter eggs. But there might not be any left in the shops by then. He's happy. He's just come running in, charging about. And Sunday I'm going to my sister's because she's invited us down there for Easter. Obi's not coming. He wants to stay here and just have a day's peace. Then Monday or Tuesday we've got a fair at one of the local farms, like a theme park thing. It's probably not very exciting rides and I probably won't go on any of them anyway, but Obi might do. But it's just for somewhere to go and a walk round if the weather's nice. Wednesday we want to go to the doctor's and... he's got a few other places to go, but I'll probably just come straight. I'll go to the vets and pick up some tablets for Niall. I'm sure we'll go out somewhere else, like for food or something, like for a meal one day. And I've got a horrible, horrible test next week, so that I can hopefully get on the transplant list. That little dog scratching at the cupboard like he still wants more food. You're not getting any more food. I knocked the record button then. Well, I stopped it. Yeah, I've got this horrible heart test. I mean, it takes all day. And I have to have some... I've got to go to the Department of Nuclear Medicine and I've got to have something injected into me that will put my heart under stress. I'm really dreading it. What's wrong with him? He's scratching at the door and he's still got some dried food left. Eat that up. Yes, and I had a letter telling me what to do. I've got to take a sandwich with me, and it's got to be like something fatty, they said, like cheese, and I've got to eat that, and then afterwards you go back and have it done again, and I think you're pretty much there all day, so that's why I said to Obi, please, I don't want to, I'm really dreading it. Can you come with me? I usually go on my own for these appointments, but this one he said he would definitely come with me, so he decided to get the whole week off work. So I'm not looking forward to that at all. And then the following Monday I've got a general check-up at the hospital, so I might find out the results then, but it might be a bit early. And then, depending on what they are... which, of course, is stressful in itself, I should be able to see the surgeon and then get on the transplant list, which is another scare, really scary thing. I don't think too closely about these things most of the time. I just go on day to day. I started thinking about the test a little bit, because it's only just over a week away now. I had a scan. I went to the Department of Nuclear Medicine about 5 years ago. No, 6 years ago. And I had a certain type of scan, again, where they inject some kind of radioactive stuff into you. And then they do take lots of pictures. I can't remember what it was for. It's something to do with my kidneys, of course. So I'm presuming it's the same place and the same sort of stuff. I don't know. Actually, the stuff they put in me for the for that time, I think was some kind of dye that shows up. And then they remotely took lots of pictures of my kidneys. So we've got to go there again, and but for something completely different this time, which I am not looking forward to. I'm sure I'm going to do an audio boo from it. I might not do it of the test. It depends how stressed I feel, because I'm really, really dreading it. I think it's the idea that they're going to put my heart under stress that I don't like, but... my mum said some people she knew had it done and they said you couldn't even feel anything. It just makes your heart feel a bit faster, like if you've done some exercise. But that would feel really weird if you haven't done it. That's what I think. And some people told, because I think they were talking about it on one of her Facebook posts, one of her friends put something about it and they were all talking about it. And someone else said that you couldn't even tell that you'd had it at all. They didn't feel any different. Where's this man? I'm going to give him a call.
Pause recording. Button. Pause recording. Button.
Okay, he's on his way. He went to the chip shop and they said it was going to be 10 minutes. And then he went to Morley's and they said it was going to be 10 minutes. Still, that's the way it goes sometimes. Anyway, he's nearly home now. He's at Northfield Avenue, which is the next road down from ours, off the main road. It's the one where they've got the road up, doing all the gas works. Well, no one's doing it. They've dug all the road up and fenced it all off everywhere and just left it. I'm going to ring up the council about that. I keep meaning to do it. I'm going to try and do it tomorrow because I just want to have some sort of time scale about when they're going to finish it. It says, there's a notice up saying we are replacing all the old gas pipes. Please be patient and bear with us or something like that. But there's patience and there's patience. And it's been about 6 weeks with no one doing any work. And it just seems so stupid. So we will see what happens. And I hope they're not going to come round here because presumably at some point it would mean them turning the gas off and I don't want my heating off. They can do it once the nicer weather comes. Well, then we'll have no hot water, but we can live without that. We've got a shower which doesn't run off the mains, so we can always boil water for things like washing up and, you know, whatever. Connor came in from his second day of training for the new job, but yesterday he came in quite a good mood. He's probably just tired. He didn't really say much. He just went straight to his room. I gave him his post. Well, usually we put it in his room, but we hadn't today. It was down here. That's my fresh air thing spraying. I wish the weather would brighten up a bit or warm up a bit because this time last year, I remember it was quite hot for this time of year and we debated about whether we were going to have a barbecue or not. We never did, but we were thinking of it. Now, barbecue will be the last thing on anyone's mind. Obi walks very slowly. Even I find he's walking too slow. I mean, he can run if he has to, but his natural pace is slow. I think he does everything in African time. But when I walk with him and I'm not working the dog's too fast for me and he's too slow. I'm somewhere in between. I mean, I can slow the dog down, actually, but I prefer to walk faster. It's just I haven't really got the stamina to keep going for that long now. But I think it's probably something I can partially get back with a bit of practice. So that's why tomorrow I want to try and go down the shop. It's probably about a 10-minute walk each way. I don't think it will be any more than that. Although, I don't know, it's quite a way. But we'll see how it goes. A lot of it's along busy roads, that's the trouble, so it doesn't make for very good audio, but the roads are dead quiet at night. You know, once everyone's gone home, you can hear a pin drop out there. Where is this man? You can hear a noise, that's Connor's TV upstairs. and the clock. I'm probably going to turn the heating off in a minute because it'll be warm enough for the cats. Here he is. I heard him before you did. I heard him before Niall, and I've certainly heard him before Lammy. Is he deaf now? All your booze on, Divi. He's happy to see you. Did you hear me?
Huh?
I said audio booze on. Why are they going so mad?
Because they smell the food.
Well, they've been fed.
Yeah, you're talking about smile here. And Tooth Tooth.
Tooth Tooth, you're not having any of my fish.
Put it on the tooth, yeah.
What are you making that silly noise for?
I guess he can smell it, you
think? I think he can. There's nothing wrong with him when he wants to run about, is there? But when we take him out, all he wants to do is come home. Oi! You're not getting anything. Go and get in your bed. No, out in your bed. He's upstairs. Good boy, in your bed. I haven't seen him. He doesn't seem in a very good mood today, does he?
You put the plates out
here. Yeah. I'm coming now. What did you get? Niall, get in your bed.
I got Molly's, right?
What did you get from Molly's? Bed.
Chips.
Down. Good boy.
Yeah, I got chips and... Molly's chips, put them from the...
Yeah, I know, because they're like the ones you get in. Get in your bed. Lay down. Huh? Yeah, there is, but they do proper chips. I don't... Those ones are like French fries. They're like American burger kind of chips, you know what I mean? Get in your bed. Down. Now stay. I know, I don't know why, because he's not getting anything. Neither of them are. Did you get sausage?
Sausage?
Like saveloy or something?
No.
Oh. Have you got the plates in there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Do you want saveloy?
No, I don't eat meat, do I?
Why do you ask about...
Because I thought I could smell it, that's all.
What's
get in your bed. Niall, bed. You're making me cross now. Stay there. They've been fed. Tooth Tooth's in position, ready to be a nuisance.
No,
I won't
do
this.
You know what Niall does?
What?
He doesn't come to disturb you, doesn't he? He just lays over there.
Well, no, he does, but... Well, you said he was looking expectant. I know he doesn't normally, he doesn't really worry when we're eating.
Well, when I sit down, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm standing, when I sit down, you have to go over there and lay down.
Well, if he gets out again, I won't make him get back in. But he's not getting out now. It doesn't do him any harm to stay in there sometimes. Well, he's out now. If he's facing us, he can go back in.
No, he's not going to do that.
He doesn't normally do that, I know.
Well,
go away.
He's got it, get
away. Get away. Sorry, Niall thinks I'm shouting at him now. Thank you, darling.
Oh, he's stretching to get it now.
So he might... Actually, he's gone there. Oh, I'm never going to eat all these chips. Mm-mm.
Put it up here. Put it up here.
Okay. Now, I think he's... Yeah, maybe. Did you take some of my batter off the fish?
No, it's to stop the...
Oh, it's stuck there. That's because When they cook it fresh, that's what happens. Mmm. I'm not going to eat my way through this on audio brew, but I'm just tasting it. No. I'll tell you something.
What?
With these animals, there is no peace for the wicked. As soon as I sit down, she starts. Darling, are there any pickled onions in the cupboard? Can you have a look, please? I want to put some of the vinegar on my chips. I never put an... Oh, I'm never going to eat one. Yeah, but... They never put enough vinegar on, you see.
And is that pickled gherkins?
What's the date on them?
September 2016. It's just liquid in there.
I'll have a bit of that then, just please. Bring that.
Sweet onions.
What's the date on them?
January 2016.
Well, either of those will do. Any of those. I'll just pour a bit of the vinegar out, you see. Yeah.
What time has it gone? 9 now?
It must be about 9. Oh, I hope I don't tip the whole lot of this on there. Is this the gherk? Oh, no, pickled onions. That's probably enough.
Connor. Sure, Connor's
alright. I'll go and see him in a minute. I'm not 100% sure, but he didn't really want to talk.
Yeah, no, he didn't want to talk.
You know, he's like that sometimes. I think it's when he's tired.
Yeah, it must be because he gets out most of the way he's working.
It's a long day. Yeah. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Right. You don't like these, do you? Can you stick it on the table, thanks? You don't like it, do you?
Did you just hold it by the lid just now?
Yeah. Why?
It's dangerous. It could spill over here.
Oh, no. Right, I'm going to pause this.
Look, I'd love to be your beck and call girl, but you're not a rich, good-looking guy. You could get a million girls free.
I'm professional. Don't need any romantic hassles this week.
Talking 24 hours a day.
Or did you get chicken and chips?
Yeah.
How many bits of chicken?
Oh.
How come you're still eating it and I've finished?
How much? 3 weeks.
6 full nights.
Is that it?
Yeah.
4,000.
6 nights at 300 is 1,800.
You want days too?
2,000.
3,000.
Done.
Holy shit!
She disappears under the water.
Vivian, is that a yes?
Well, I've eaten most of mine. And now I'm full up.
I'll be gone most of the day. Nice and clothes.
We really should think about travel insurance.
We may be going out evenings. We need something to wear.
Like what?
Nothing too flashy, too sexy. Conservative, you
know what I'm
saying? Boring. Elegance. Any questions?
Can I call you Eddie?
I would stay
for 2,000. I would pay 4. I'll see you
tonight. Baby, I'm going to treat you so nice. You're never
going to want to
let me go.
3,000. 6 days.
And
Vivian, I will
let
you go.
Once he's gone.
But I'm here now. What did she say? She races through to the bedroom.
Well, I'm here now.
Onto the bed.
She can't believe her luck.
$3,000!
She suddenly sits up and grabs the phone. Kit's asleep in bed.
On our whole friends.
Yeah.
I called and called. Where were you last night?
Do you know, I believe it or not, I've never seen this film.
Oh, hi. I had the party. Where are you? Oh, man, are you ready for this? The guy? The Lotus? I am in his hotel room in Beverly Hills, the penthouse. His bathroom is bigger than the Blue Banana.
Do I have to hear this?
Kid, he wants me to stay the whole week. And you know what he's going to give me?
Guess. He'll never guess. $3,000.
Bullshit! I swear to God, and extra money to buy clothes.
Oh, man, I am bummed. I gave that guy to you. $3,000, really? Is he twisted?
No.
Ugly?
He's good looking.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Nothing.
Did he give you the money yet?
The manager watches her.
You know that song, Pretty Woman?
Oh, I know the song,
it's
yeah.
It's from this movie.
Oh, I know.
The sun shining on the day of drive.
I've just never seen it, that's all.
The windows of a smart department store, where well-dressed people walk past carefully trimmed shrubs in white pants. Vivian walks along with a red jacket tied around her waist.
Look at the hole.
That's why she's got to get something a bit more decent.
She's going to a expensive show. See what happens around here.
After looking in a jewellery shop window, she moves on and looks about her with an excited smile.
Pack a kiss up. People are dressed for you to wear your dress.
Stony-faced mannequins in shop windows.
Yeah, it probably wasn't a good idea. Mind you, she had nothing else, I suppose, to go into those kind of shops dressed like that.
It's got so much money. It's not funny.
Her understated and elegant outfits are on display. As she walks in, each of the assistants look at her with distaste.
Snobby cows.
She starts browsing the rings.
May I help you? I'm just checking things out. Are you looking for something in particular?
No, well, yeah. Something conservative.
Yes. You got my stuff.
Thank you.
How much is this?
I don't think this would fit you.
Well, I didn't ask if it would fit. I asked how much it was.
How much is this, Marie?
It's very expensive.
Oh, that people like that really want shooting.
Well, I've got money to spend in here. I don't think we have anything for you. You're obviously in the wrong place. Please leave.
They stare at her icily, and looking a little stung, Vivian turns and walks out of the shop.
Aww.
As she makes her way along the street...
I've had things like that. I'm trying to think what it was, where someone implied that I couldn't afford something, because at the time I was working, and that I can't remember where it was, but I know I've had that happen to me. It was much as to say that a blind person couldn't afford this because they're not at work. Do you see what I mean? It must have been a long time ago, but I've had that happen to me.
The lobby, the manager approaches her.
Excuse me, miss, may I help you?
I'm going to my room.
Do you have a key?
Oh, I forgot that cardboard thing. I'm on the top floor.
You're a guest here?
I'm with a friend.
And who would that be?
Edward. Edward.
She doesn't know his name.
He knows me.
Dennis. Did you just come off the night shift?
Hmm? Yes, sir.
Do you know this young lady?
She's with Mr. Lewis.
That's it. Edward Lewis. Thanks, Dennis.
She joined him last night.
Oh, God, what now? What? What? What is with everybody?
Okay, come with me and have a little chat. Thank you, Dennis.
What is your name, miss?
What do you want it to be?
Now play with me, young lady.
Vivian.
Thank you. Vivian. Well, Miss Vivian, things that go on in other hotels don't happen at the Regent Beverly Wilshire. Thomas Lewis, however, is a very special customer, and we like to think of our special customers as friends. Now, as a customer, we'll expect Mr. Lewis to sign in any additional guests, but as a friend, we're willing to overlook it. Now, I'm assuming that you're a relative?
Yes.
I thought so. Then you must be his
daughter?
Niece?
Oh.
Of course. Naturally, when Mr. Lewis leaves, I won't see you in this hotel again. I assume you have no other uncles here? Good, then we understand each other. I would also
encourage you. He knows not that she's not really.
No, that's not all. That's what I was trying to do. I tried to go get a dress on Rodeo Drive today, and the women wouldn't help me. And I have all this money now and no dress. Not that I expect you to tell me that I have all of this, okay? I have to buy a dress for dinner tonight, and nobody will help me.
He gives her a handkerchief, then passes back her scrunched up bowl of money. Then he makes a call.
Oh man, you're calling the cops. Yeah, call the cops. That's great. Tell them I said hi.
Women's clothing. Bridget, please.
Tell them I said hi.
She blows her nose.
She hasn't got much finesse, has she?
Yes, Bridget. Hello. This is Barnard.
Well, I suppose she would now.
Agent Beverly. Yes, but I'd like you to do a favor for me, please. I'm sending someone over. Her name is Vivian. She's a special guest. She's the niece of a very special guest.
This is the jewel in Morse's crown. Prime industrial property straddling the port of Long Beach and Los Angeles. The real estate possibilities are endless, and most of the yard will just level.
Edward, we just got the Morse update. Don, can you hold the projection, please?
Yeah, what?
Speak.
Old man Morse just got the inside track on a $350 million contract to build destroyers for the Navy.
Navy contract? I can't believe this shot.
I thought you said they had nothing in the hopper on this one.
I thought they did.
Hey, you know, if that's true, it could cost a lot more. Those stocks could go through the roof.
You know, shit, Sherlock.
Maybe we're lucky to get this information now, sir. So we can still walk away.
Walk away? Hey, forget it, pal. We got 1,000 man hours on this. Nobody's walking away from anything.
Philip, I think he's
forget
right.
Forget it, man. Why don't you tell me?
Relax. Relax.
Who do we know on the Senate Appropriations Committee?
Senator Adams.
Oh, Senator Adams. Let's find out where he is.
The Navy's not going to spend $350 million on anything without going to appropriations first.
I don't understand what's going on here today, gentlemen.
That's why I hired you, Phil. Do my worrying for me. I'll be in your office. Bob, if you want to send over the geologicals?
No problem.
Thank you. Anyway, listen, everything all set for the meeting? Who is this guy, you know?
Nobody you know.
Don't worry, Mrs. Rainey. I'll call you the minute it comes in.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Vivian's in a large store.
Hello. You must be Vivian. My name's Bridget.
Yeah, hi. Barney said you'd be nice to me.
He's very sweet.
What are your plans while you're in town?
I'm going to have dinner.
Oh, don't sit under here.
Can you go out?
Dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll need a cocktail dress then. Come with me.
Now, I'm sure we're going to find something here that your uncle would love.
You're a size 6, right?
Yeah.
That's my job.
Rich, he's not really my uncle.
They never are, dear.
Sorry, mister. I got a dress.
Well, I'd rather hope you'd be wearing.
Oh, no, I don't want to get myself. Looks like I got shoes, too. You want to see?
Well, that won't be necessary. I'm sure they're quite lovely. Thank you.
Okay, well, listen. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Bridget was really great, and I just wanted to say thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Back in the penthouse, Vivian runs to answer the phone.
Hello?
Never, ever pick up the phone.
Why are you calling me?
Who's that?
I got a dress. A cocktail one.
I'll be in the hotel lobby, 7:45 sharp.
Why, you're not coming up to the door?
This isn't a date, it's business.
Where are you taking me anyway?
To a restaurant called the Voltaire.
All right. I'll meet you in the lobby, but only because you're paying me to.
Well, thank you very much. Get her back for me, please.
Mr. Ducky wanted to see you.
Yes, tell him I'm in the middle of a very important phone call.
Hello?
I told you not to pick up the phone.
Then stop calling me.
You may have defensive. It's also not a big one before.
I know.
It didn't fit.
Oh, no, 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 no. I got no problem.
All right, Miss Vivian, one more time. Dinner napkin?
Dinner napkin.
I was asking how to...
Oh, she doesn't want to go and show him up, does she?
Mm.
Don't slouch.
Smart, right?
Yeah.
Shrimp fork, salad fork, dinner fork.
I definitely have the salad fork. The rest of the silverware is a little confusing.
If you get nervous, just count the time. Four times, dinner fork. And sometimes, there are three times, the salad fork.
How the other half live, eh? How the other half live? We're lucky if we get some manky old taxi pulling up outside the house. Some miserable old git of a driver going on about dog hairs. What did she say? I love you too.
I think we both know that she's not my niece.
Of course.
The reason I know that is that I am an only child.
Yes, sir.
What's the message?
She's waiting for you at the lounge. Intriguing young lady.